2020 was a wild ride, and weddings in 2020 looked very different than what we're used to. But now that we're heading into 2021, I wanted to share with you my unscientific but very fun predictions for 2021 weddings and beyond. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is show number 39, and we're still fresh into 2021. And so today, I wanted to share with you my very unscientific, but very fun predictions for what 2021 weddings will look like. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to tackle the subject because of all that's going on, but the reality is there are trends happening that I think aren't just trends for 2021. I think these are trends that are going to be extended far beyond this year and possibly for the next several years. I really feel like we're seeing a monumental shift in the way couples want to get married. And I think it kind of started out being forced, you know, because of the pandemic and because of everything going on. But over time, I think couples are realizing, yeah, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. And so these are trends, like I said, I think are going to be happening in 2021 and beyond. They're totally unscientific. They're just my thoughts, but they're a ton of fun, and I hope you enjoy them just as much as I enjoyed making this list. Okay, so first, I think 2021 and possibly 2022 are going to be super, super busy for vendors. And what that means to you as a couple means that you can get very frustrated, because if you are looking to book specifically in 2021, like I mentioned in my last podcast, I think you might be frustrated because all those couples from 2020 who have had to postpone have probably postponed to 2021. So that means that dates are going to be limited. And in the Hudson Valley, you know, I know this from experience that dates, under normal circumstances, dates fill up pretty quickly. Now they're going to fill up even faster. So I am predicting that because of that, more couples are going to have longer engagements than they originally thought. Now, I know that sounds like cringeworthy, but this isn't necessarily a bad thing. And here's why. So I'm going to share my personal story. Like I mentioned many times, my husband and I got engaged in December. We wanted a fall wedding. So we thought, okay, we're going to have a fall wedding that following year. And we were shocked to find out that fall weddings booked up so fast. And because we wanted a fall wedding, we actually had to wait a whole other year to get married. So we were engaged almost 2 years. It was a year and 10 months. We had a really long engagement. And there were times when we thought, oh my God, this day is never going to come. Why didn't we just pick a different date? You know, we went through that whole thing. But honestly, I'm really happy that we did have a long engagement, because A, we didn't feel rushed. Like, we didn't feel like we had to do so much in such a short amount of time, which was really helpful because, you know, especially if you're a DIY bride, your to-do list is never ending. But because we had all that time, It allowed us to kind of do things at a slower pace. We didn't feel rushed, and we were able to get everything done and a little bit more than we had originally hoped. So that is one benefit of having a long engagement. The second benefit of having a long engagement is that it gives you more time to save. Now, we paid for most of our wedding ourselves. We paid for our honeymoon ourselves, and we were also buying a house at the same time. And when I look back on this, I'm like, what were we thinking? Like, how did we ever manage to do that all? But we did. And because we had almost a 2-year engagement, it really gave us time to save. And we were able to have that dream wedding that we wanted. And we were able to have that dream honeymoon that we wanted. And we were able to buy that dream house that we wanted because we knew how long we had. And we put aside money every month and we made it happen. So yeah, you know, having a long engagement might seem like, you know, oh God, you know, we have to wait that long. But honestly, if you could take a step back and look at the bigger picture, there are a lot of benefits that come from that. So long story short, my first prediction for 2021 and possibly 2022 are that couples are going to have longer engagements. Now, my second prediction is that micro weddings and elopements are actually going to be a mainstay for a while. You know, even if and when, you know, COVID is contained, you know, I think this is going to be a trend that we're going to see for a long time. And, you know, there used to be this stigma about eloping or having a backyard wedding. But, you know, given state mandates to keep everyone safe, you know, couples originally were forced to have smaller weddings. If they wanted to get married, they had to have a small wedding. And, you know, from what I've been hearing, a lot of couples have really enjoyed these smaller weddings because there's less to plan. It saves them money. They're not stressing over guest count or seating charts or, you know, whatever, you know, all that stuff that goes along with having a big wedding. They pared it down. And so these smaller weddings really make them focus on, okay, well, what is the point of this marriage? You know, is it this big fancy party? No, it's the fact that I'm marrying the person that I love. And by paring it down, they were able to focus on that. And they were able to invite the people that really mattered the most. You know, not your mother's cousin who you see maybe once a year who you have to invite because if you don't invite them, then it'll cause bad feelings. You know, there's none of that. Couples were forced to make hard decisions. But in doing that, they actually ended up with a much better day. So think about how you want to feel on your wedding day. If a smaller wedding is one that you think, hey, you know what? I could really live with that. Like, that sounds really nice to just have a quiet, simple, small wedding, then go for it. And like I said, I think that's going to be a trend that we're going to be seeing for many years to come. And honestly, I'm kind of happy about that because, you know, when I think back on, you know, my family members, and when I see, you know, their weddings from the 50s and 60s, they weren't these big elaborate things that we have today. I mean, they were small, intimate family gatherings, and there's something so special about that. So I think that this is going to be a trend that we're going to be seeing for many years to come. The third prediction I have, and this was trending even before 2020, but I think honeymoons are going to be delayed a few months after getting married. And I also see like local honeymoons or mini moons happening more. Now, of course, you know, right now, travel restrictions are preventing a lot of couples from taking a traditional honeymoon anyway. But I think that, you know, even when travel restrictions are loosened a little and, you know, are lifted, I think these types of honeymoons are still going to be trending. You know, maybe instead of a honeymoon, couples take a larger trip for their first anniversary. You know, I think some couples might even feel that the money they would have spent on a honeymoon can go into a new home or just, you know, to something else. Now, you know, prior to 2020, many couples were delaying their honeymoons to begin with. You know, they'd get married, I don't know, like in the spring, and then they would delay their honeymoon until the summer when they both had off, you know, to take their vacation. So this was something that was happening prior to 2020 anyway. But I think because this year we were forced to do that, I think couples are now reevaluating, you know, what's important to them. You know, do they want to take a trip now or do they want to wait and save money and take a really, really awesome trip for an anniversary? So that's something that I, you know, like I said, this was trending before 2020, and I think this is going to be happening for a while. Now, the fourth trend that I think is going to be happening in 2020 is more personalization. With weddings being smaller, I think couples are really having an easier time infusing personalization into their wedding. So, you know, and this is because, you know, instead of doing something for 150 people, they're doing it now for 50 people. So that gives them a lot more leeway to create meaningful moments, you know, whether it's through food or favors or gifts or tablescapes or, you know, whatever they want. Doing something for fewer people gives you a lot more leeway and a lot more freedom to create something more meaningful. So I think we're going to be seeing that in 2021, possibly even in 2022. Now, the fifth trend is, I think personally, we're going to be starting to see a lot more weekday weddings. You know, at this point, I feel there are so many couples who, you know, they've had to reschedule and postpone, and they're just like, you know what, let's just do it. Let's just get this, you know, for lack of a better term, done and over with, because we're tired of waiting. What we thought was important isn't important anymore. I just want to be married. So I think because a lot of couples are in that mindset, they're just going to do it whenever they can do it. And if that means having it on a weekday, then so be it. You know, especially, you know, with weddings having a smaller guest list, you know, people really aren't going anywhere. You know, it's a lot easier and a lot cheaper for couples to do a weekday wedding. You know, and not to mention, you know, like I said, couples might just want to get the legal part over with. They just want to get married. So for them, just going to a courthouse on one weekday and making it legal after waiting so long actually sounds really appealing to a lot of couples. So you're going to be seeing a lot more weekday weddings. Now, the sixth trend that I see that I think is really going to, like I said, take on not just in 2021, but I think going forward, is that you're going to be seeing a lot more techie weddings. And by this, I mean live streaming weddings. I think this trend is one that's going to be around for quite some time. You know, 2020 was the year of Zoom. And if 2020 taught us anything, it was teaching us how to adapt to what is being thrown our way. So, you know, I feel like 2020, many of us lived on Zoom and FaceTime, and we did whatever we could to digitally see those we love. And I think with weddings, I think live streaming, this is going to be something that you're going to see for quite some time. And it actually is a perfect solution for a lot of couples, because now you can invite more people. More people can attend because now, you know, they can be socially distant. They don't have to pay for airfare or hotels. It's cheaper for you. It saves you a lot of money because now you don't actually have to pay for their table, you know, their place at the table. You don't have to pay for their plate. You don't have to pay for everything that goes along with having a bigger guest list, because now your guests are home. They're just watching you from the comfort of their home. Now, I know some people may not like that idea, and that's fine. But I think for those who might be on a really tight budget and are like, you know what, I don't know if, you know, I really want this person to come, but I can't afford to have them there, this might be a perfect solution. So now you could have that 500 person wedding that you want and only have 50 people with you that day. And, you know, I think a lot of guests are really going to enjoy this as well, because things right now are very, very different. And, you know, guests may not feel comfortable traveling. Maybe they can't travel. You know, there's so many factors going on. And I think live streaming weddings is going to be a trend that, you know, we're going to see in 2021 and beyond. Now, the seventh trend that I see happening is that we're going to have a lot of this wedding now, party later. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there are couples who have had to reschedule 2, 3, sometimes even 4 times just to get their wedding. And they're probably at the point now where they're just like, you know, like I said before, let's just do this already. So I think a lot of couples are just going to be getting the legal part done as soon as they can. And then when it's safe and when people are comfortable again and when things kind of, you know, simmer down a little bit and get as, you know, close to back to normal as possible, then they're going to be having their party later. And, you know, and I don't know, I don't think that this trend might last longer than, you know, this pandemic. I think for many couples, when they want to get married, you know, they want to get married now and then have the party that same day. But I think given the circumstance, I think this is a trend that we're going to be seeing. And I think, you know, I don't know how long it's going to last, but this is one that might be around for a little bit where, you know, couples get married now and then they have a big party later when it's safer. So my eighth prediction for 2021 weddings is that I think decor is going to be very easy, very simple, very organic, and very subtle. I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of over-the-top decor, especially for small weddings. You know, I think decor is going to have a more comfortable, earthy feel. You know, and by that I mean like minimal flowers, minimal table decor, you know, no gobos on the dance floor. You know, I think things are just going to be pared down because weddings are going to be a lot simpler and a lot smaller. And that doesn't really necessitate the need for over the top. So I think that's going to be a trend that we're going to be seeing in 2021. I may be wrong, but that's been the sense that I've been feeling lately. And like I said, these are all unscientific. These are just my thoughts. So it'll be interesting to see this in 2022 and go back to it and see how many of them actually happened. So my ninth and final trend that I think we're going to be seeing in 2021 and possibly beyond are that traditions are heading out the window. And I always say there are no rules to weddings. They're just a lot of traditions, but traditions do not equal rules. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused. They think that just because it's always been done that way, that's the rule and that's the way it always has to be done. And, you know, there are going to be couples, you myself included, that really want the traditional wedding and all the pomp and circumstance that come along with it. But I think we're going to be seeing a growing number of couples who, you know, because they were forced in 2020 to do things differently, they're going to realize that, you know, all that pomp and circumstance and all these traditions, you know, they're nice, but it really doesn't matter. Like what really matters is I just want to marry my spouse. Like that's all that matters. So I think, you know, I think we're going to be seeing traditions, you know, go out the window. I think there might be some that still stick around, but you know, in the overall picture, I think a lot of couples aren't going to be so worried about, should I have a maid of honor and a matron of honor? Or how many people should I have in the bridal party? Or who does this and who does that? Like, I don't think that's going to be a thing much. You know, like I said, I think couples just want to get married. They just want a nice day and they're going to do it their way. You know, 2020 forced everybody to do things differently. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of those, you know, normal traditions heading out. But I also think we're going to be seeing a lot of new traditions coming in, you know, like I mentioned before with live streaming and all of that. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. You know, these are just my thoughts. Who knows what the year is going to bring? Who knows what weddings are going to look like? You know, nobody knows. It's all up in the air. But this was just something fun. So I would love to know what your predictions are for 2021 weddings and beyond. You could join the conversation over on Instagram at WedConnectHV. Or if you're a Hudson Valley bride and groom, you could join us over on WeddingConnectionsHV.com for a ton of local inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.